Welcome back. Our experts this half hour is a presentation of the Cockwell Group. Ted Cockwell is my guest, and we encourage you to check out their website, cockwellgroup.com, C-A-W-K-W-E-L-L, cockwellgroup.com. And before the break, you were saying how right now this is a big seller's market in the world of farm real estate. Less than 200 listings right now in Saskatchewan?
Right. Yeah, we're at, the lowest number of listings that I've ever seen, and that creates a tremendous opportunity for sellers because they literally have buyers fighting over their product. So I'll give you an example. The first time in my career that I saw multiple offers followed by multiple backup offers was 6 weeks ago, and it happened again last week. But this one was unique because we actually ended up with a backup to the backup offer. So it's, you know, if you're a seller, this could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It really is an amazing time for sellers.
You know, we're hearing that in the residential real estate market in Saskatoon, that the inventory is getting lower and there's more and more homes that are selling above asking and there's multiple offers being made. So this is just on a bigger scale than in the world of ag, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's very similar. Yeah, the same type of situation with low inventory and high demand. Everything stacked in the favor of the sellers is what I was trying to say.
What's the process like then? Someone who's listening to our program right now and they're saying, okay, that's it, I'm done, this is the year that I sell the farm. Is it a lengthy process? They reach out to you, then what's the next step?
Yeah, well, we can move reasonably quickly. As I mentioned to earlier, there's six of us on the team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we usually have an introductory call, tell them a bit about the market, our process. We get their legal land descriptions, and then a day or two later, get back to them. So with their legal land description, we go through a process of, you know, pulling titles and the soil class and assessed values, and we buy the SAMA detailed reports to find out, you know, all the nuances of the soil, stone rating, topography. You know,
sure.
We look at satellite maps, comparable sales, and a day or two later, we can then go back to the seller and intelligently say, you know, this is the quality of your land, this is how it will be viewed by a buyer, and this is what market value is. And of course, then we're, you know, in this rising market, so we're trying to, you know, add a little bit to market value and see how far we can push the limits for them. And the whole thing is systematic. We have, I'd say, world-class systems and procedures, makes things very simple and organized for the sellers. And so it's really quite easy for them.
It's one thing, I'm guessing, for somebody who maybe has been buying farmland as an investment or for their own use in recent years. Do you run into situations, though, where someone who's been on the land for 30 or 40 years comes to you and they're blown away when they hear the difference between what they paid all those years ago and the value of that farmland today?
Absolutely. And the funny thing is, and this has only happened this year, but there's people that are blown away by the market value today compared to what it was in January or February.
Really?
There's certain parts of the province and little pockets that have went up 30, 40, 50% in the last 6 months. Now, that's not a holistic statement, but there are areas like that, and things are really on the rise here.
So, you know, right now people are going to be listening saying, well, what are those pockets? Am I in that area where the values are really taking off?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is that those pockets are always moving. Yeah. So we're trying to keep our finger on the pulse, being that we work the whole province, and it's kind of like watching popcorn pop. You know, it's like, it's over here. No, it's over there. It's over here. And so it's changing all the time. And that's why, you know, I get phone calls every day. What's my farm worth? And I'm like, I need a day or two, right? Wow. I really need to dig in and learn a little more before I give you an intelligent answer.
And I'm guessing that valuation may only hold for a day or two then, the way things are going.
Well, it's such a moving market. We never really know what tomorrow's going to bring. And, you know, it might be higher and it might be lower. But, you know, when I'm speaking to farmers and they're like, well, I don't know, it seems like it might go higher. And I'm like, it might. But selling today, when talking to the farmers, I say it's like selling canola at $25 a bushel. You know, if it goes to 30, you still had a pretty big win. And if it goes to 15, well, you're going to be even happier that you sold at 25.
What about your buyers that come to you? Are we talking mostly other farms? Are you getting a lot of investors that come in looking to buy farmland?
You know, there's a bit of both. Yeah, we both work with both farmers and investors. The farmers are the you know, the bulk of the market. Only 2% of the land in Saskatchewan is owned by investors. But that being said, they make up much more than 2% of the buying pool because, you know, they're buying frequently and trying to build. And so, yeah, we work with all types. And one thing that people don't know, when they hear the word investor, there's almost like a negative connotation. It's like, oh, it's this foreign entity or it's this or it's that.
Sure.
But in Saskatchewan, we have the tightest farmland ownership regulations in Canada. So you have to be a Canadian citizen or resident to own more than 10 acres. So most of the investors I deal with are like, you know, a 40-year-old couple from Calgary that want to have two quarters because they have two kids, you know, and want to leave one to each kid. And so it's a lot of mom and pops. And of course, we do work with some of the bigger ones as well. But it's mostly investors are just regular folks. We sold a quarter today to a local guy from Saskatoon, and he just wanted to diversify his portfolio. And he bought one quarter section. We found him a tenant. We negotiated the lease for him, kind of put a ribbon and a bow on it, and he knew nothing about farmland, and now he's got an amazing investment that's sitting there working for him.
Well, and that's it. They're not making any more land, are they?
Well, and it's such an easy investment. Like, the reason people are buying is it's basically hands-off. Like, unlike commercial and residential real estate, which can be good as well, but there's no leaky roofs. There's no tenants coming in and out. You just, you sign a five-year lease or, you know, something near 5 year, and you get two checks a year, and that's it. It's dirt. There's nothing going wrong with it.
And do a lot of them in the investors' market then simply buy the land and then lease it out to those who want to farm it?
That's right. So it's typically, you know, farmers that are undercapitalized, younger farmers, or farmers that are in expansion. So it, you know, it really does help the local community and the local farmers as well, because they're the ones that always end up farming it.
With what's going on in the world, inflation, interest rates, everything, does that cause any concern in the world of farmland real estate?
It's certainly to be watched. Yeah. You know, there's a few factors that kind of drive farmland values. And number one is just the profitability at the farm gate. And that's driven by typically commodity prices and weather. And, you know, the commodity prices are wild card, and so are weather. Yeah. So that can change really quickly. Of course, interest rates play a factor, and they're on the way up, which is, you know, going to take a little bit of wind out of the sail, but we're not seeing it yet, because profitability or potential profitability when you're farming is so high that the interest rates are holding a backseat, at least for now.
Well, as Ted Cockwell has told us through our program today, it is definitely a seller's market. And if you've decided this is the last harvest on your land that you're going to be doing, why not give the folks at Cockwell Group a call? You can find all their contact information at their website, cockwellgroup.com. That's CAWKWELL.com. And I'll tell you, I know you're going to be very impressed like I am when you speak with Ted Cockwell and his amazing team. And again, the big story that we're reminding you about today, that Ted was just recently named the number one commercial real estate agent. Not in Saskatchewan, not in Canada, not North America. We are talking the world of 135,000 plus RE/MAX agents. You want the number one guy working for you when it comes time for you to sell or to buy some farmland. Again, reach out to them. Contact information at cockwellgroup.com. Such a great pleasure for me today. Ted, thanks so much for your time and continued great success to you and your team.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Brent.
You've been listening to Talk to the Experts for the Cockwell Group on News Talk Radio.